The Northern Territory could have a new Chief Minister by the end of the week after Michael Gunner made a surprise announcement yesterday, stepping down from the role he'd held for 6 years. The outgoing Chief Minister said the birth of his second child had helped crystallise the decision to leave the top job.
I'm not going to stay in the job longer than I need just for the cheque or the ego. 46 is young for a Polly, but it is pretty old for a father of a newborn and a toddler. And that's who I want to spend more of my time with now for as long as I can.
Michael Gunner speaking yesterday. Denise Cale is the editor of the NT News and she joins me now. Denise, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hi, good morning everyone.
Michael Gunner has just delivered the budget. Was anyone expecting him to announce his resignation as Chief Minister?
Absolutely not. It was, we'd revealed that day that the budget estimate suggested that we'd be back in the black by 2026, so it was going to be a really positive day. And towards the end of his budget speech, his voice started to waver, and I think that's when the press gallery realised this was more than just a budget speech. It was actually a resignation.
He cited his family, his health and the pressure of the pandemic for leaving the top job. Are there any other issues at play?
Look, I think everyone's going to speculate. There's been some highs, some lows over his time as leader, and everyone will say that there were other things in play that led to this resignation. But I do think he was genuine in his reasons for family and health. He did have a heart attack a couple of years ago. He has got that young family, and I think he was very genuine in his reasons for leaving.
What will his legacy as Chief Minister be in the NT?
I think the COVID response, he said many, many times that he'd throw the kitchen sink at COVID, and he did. We've come out the other end in a better state than some the other states and territories. We were able to open our borders earlier than most others. We've avoided high death rates. We've got high vaccination rates. So I think that COVID response will be what he's ultimately remembered for.
In his press conference, Michael Gunner strongly encouraged his deputy to run. Is there a clear favourite?
I think Nicole Mannison is a clear favourite, but it's really interesting that she hasn't indicated that she'll definitely put her hand up for the job. We do expect her to, but, you know, as was shown yesterday, there's plenty of surprises in politics, and that could be one of them. So we've got a poll online on our website, and she is not a clear favourite, but she is the favourite for the top job.
There are, if I can move to the sort of federal scene with only really 10 days to go till people get to vote, or some people are voting already, but, you know, till it actually matters, till we find out the outcome. There are two seats in the NT that could help decide the federal election. Does this territory government shake-up mean anything for those contests?
I think it actually could. The Liberal candidate down in Lingiari, he's actually using Labor's poor performance on crime and getting that under control as part of his platform to get elected. So it could have an influence, but, you said it, these two seats in the Northern Territory could definitely decide who's going to be the next leader of our country.
One of the seats, as you just mentioned, is the seat of Lingiari, which has been held by retiring Labor member Warren Snowden for a really long time. You say that you think the CLP could flip it, which is a big call. Is crime, is that the reason we saw, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, the PM kind of turn up there and talk about crime?
Both major parties have pledged $14 million to try and work out a solution to getting that crime under control. But I think that's definitely the platform a lot of the candidates are working on, because it's what the voters are wanting. They're wanting some solutions and some outcomes to make Alice Springs, Tennant Creek, some of those real hot spots, safer places.
And have the Prime Minister and the opposition leader been a prominent presence in the NT during the campaign?
Scott Morrison has been here quite recently. He was down in Alice Springs and then came up to Darwin. Anthony Albanese was here just before the election, but he hasn't been here since the election was actually called. And it was interesting to us. We've chatted about it in our newsroom quite a lot, that in the other states the leaders are teaming up with the state pollies and leaders as part of their campaign, but that hasn't happened, and it probably won't happen now with our leadership change.
It's really interesting. Usually, you know, there's a lot of reading the tea leaves about where the leaders go, as you know. And if Anthony Albanese hasn't yet done that, is there an indication that maybe Labor's not that worried about Lingiari?
I don't think it's an indication that they're not worried about it. I would expect Albanese to make a last-ditch trip to the NT before the election, and if he doesn't, that could hurt him.
Yeah, I can imagine it would. People do not like to be ignored by leaders, that's for sure. Denise, thanks for
Absolutely
coming on.
Not.
No, they do not, especially in
no
the
worries.
NT. Denise Cale is the editor of the NT News.